The sculptures of Balzac in this gallery give us a sense of Rodin's processes when he creates a work. We are looking at penultimate study with a broad lapel on the dressing gown, a version very close to the final work. Feel free to move around from one sculpture to another as I tell you the story of this monument and the immense controversy to which it gave rise. In 1891, the writer Émile Zola, president of the Société des gens de lettres, commissioned Rodin to create a monument in memory of the great writer Honoré de Balzac. Rodin began carrying out intensive research. He visited Tours, Balzac's birthplace. He read his correspondence and his writings. He consulted painted portraits and photographs. He sought out models resembling Balzac with the novelist's corpulence. He even asked Balzac's tailor to make him the famous dressing gown in which Balzac wrote. Rodin coated it with plaster in order to reproduce exactly Balzac's imposing silhouette. In 1859, Balzac's friend Théophile Gautier had written the following about this famous garment.
What fantasy pushed him to choose over another this dress which he never took off? We don't know. Perhaps it symbolized in his eyes the monastic life to which his labors condemned him, and, as the Benedictine of the novel, he adopted its robe.
The nude study present in this gallery was submitted to the client in 1892. The statue was deemed indecent and rejected. Forever unsatisfied, Rodin constantly delayed presenting another sketch to the Société. As the years passed, a more personal conception of the subject took shape in Rodin's mind. From a naturalist representation, Rodin simplified more and more. I strove to enlarge my art, to achieve simplification, which is true grandeur, he said. In the penultimate study, all the expressiveness is concentrated in the head. The corpulent man is draped in a dressing gown with stylized folds, which conceals his misshapen body. Our gaze is directed towards the head, whose features have been exaggerated. More than a realistic or literal representation, Rodin's monument is a moral portrait which pays tribute to Balzac's creative power and the vastness of his work. This revolutionary monument caused a scandal. Polemics broke out and criticism was fierce. The work's detractors described its vision of Balzac as a sack of coal, a penguin, a misshapen mass, an obese monster, a colossal fetus. In sum, a thing without a name. The Société des gens de lettres rejected the monument. Deeply hurt, Rodin nevertheless remained persuaded of the value and importance of his Balzac. He said, "If truth must die, my Balzac will be broken into pieces by future generations. If truth is imperishable, I predict that my statue will make its way. This work that has been laughed at, that people have taken the trouble to jeer, is the logical outcome of my entire life, the very pivot of my aesthetic. From the day I conceived it, I was another man." Rodin never saw his work cast in bronze. It was only in 1939 that the monument was installed at the corner of Raspail and Montparnasse boulevards, where it can still be found today.